James Prochaska is a professor of psychology at the University of Rhode Island, and I was doing my dissertation at the University of Rhode Island. Actually, I was working with another professor until the last year that I was there, and then had taken a course with Jim, and he had said he was working on kind of trying to distill these processes of change out of the systems of therapy. So the two of us worked together there, designed my dissertation together to kind of try and test his processes, and continued working for the next 12 years and wrote the book. We wrote several articles together that started the model, and then we wrote a book in 1984 called The Trans-Theoretical Model together, which was the basic book of that described this model and applied it mostly to mental health. We did smoking and drug abuse, but it was mostly a mental health application of the model to that. I was finishing my dissertation as a clinical psychologist from the University of Rhode Island. That's how Jim and I got together. And I went down, I did my dissertation actually in Houston because that's where I went to do internship. So I was working down there as a an intern when I finished it, and then I got a postdoc. So it was really during the end of the intern, the postdoc year that this got developed with Jim, and we kind of kept going back and forth. And the lucky thing was that in my research, I had included a group of people, a group of smokers who quit on their own. Because one of my challenges to Jim when I was doing my dissertation was, okay, you think all of these processes are there. Okay, well, if there really are processes of change and these really are processes that everybody goes through, it should be as relevant for self-change as it is for anybody going through Smoke Enders or Schick. Those were the two other programs I used to kind of get people from. So I had a group of people who had quit on their own. NCI, the National Cancer Institute, just said, well, now that, you know, we're interested in how people quit on their own. So we said, oh, we have a model and we have some data about people who quit on their own. So let's put that together. So Jim and I wrote a grant together. So right at the end of my postdoctoral year, we were funded to do 5 years of research. Oh, no, 3 years of research first. To look at how people change, to develop measures, and to kind of study self-change. So we recruited people from the place. And so that's really how we got the measures started and trying to kind of outline this and operationalize the model in a behavior. And we worked for 10, 12 years together doing research. We did parallel research. I did the same study in Houston as he did in Rhode Island. And we did the two research projects together and got funded for 5 years after that and for another 3 years after that. And then we've kind of gone on our different ways.